Hi, I'm Madge Mendes. I've been a born-again Christian for 10 years, and I got my first tattoo 3 years ago. Welcome back to Wisdom Collective, everyone. My name is Madge Mendes, and today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite controversial topics in the Christian community, tattoos. So this is one of the topics that I love to discuss with other people about, just because I have my personal point of view on it, and I love to understand other people's point of view as well. And I just love talking about the tattoos that I have and the meaning of them. And so this episode is not to point fingers at anyone or to condemn anyone. I really just want it to be an exposition of my interpretation of the Bible on this topic. If you agree with it, that's awesome. If you don't, that's awesome as well. And if you don't and you would want to share your opinion with me and your interpretation, I would love to learn it, just so that I'm aware of other people's interpretation on this. So definitely message me on Instagram or on Facebook here at Wisdom Collective, and we can discuss it and talk about it and learn from each other. But yeah, this is coming from a perspective of a Gen Z Christian who believes Christianity is about having a relationship with God over religion and rules that we have to follow. I'm also talking about this topic with 4 tattoos on my body right now, and I'm planning to get more. So that is just a little bit so you understand where I'm coming from with this interpretation. Now, I grew up being taught that tattoos were sinful. If you've heard some of these episodes, or if you know me at all, you know that my parents were pastors growing up, and they were quite religious with a couple of things, to the point where when I was 13, I watched a video called "Are Tattoos Sinful?" by Jefferson Bethke. If you haven't watched it, I'll link it in the notes of this episode, because I think it's a really awesome video, and I'm going to be talking a lot about what he says here today. And I showed it to my mom, and I was like, look, this pastor says that tattoos aren't sinful. And she was like, nope, he has the wrong interpretation of the Bible. You should not be listening to this man. And I grew up with this desire to have tattoos, but I was told that they were a sin and that I shouldn't get them. But lately, in the last couple of years, I have been learning to read the Bible in context. And in my church, we did a series about how to read the Bible properly and how to apply it into our own lives. And the pastor that was leading this course taught us to read the Bible with 3 questions in mind. Who was this passage speaking to? What were the customs of the time that this was written in and for? And how does that relate to what the Bible says as a whole? So that is kind of what we're going to be looking at today in terms of tattoos. So the Bible verse that people use to justify that tattoos are a sin is Leviticus 19:28, that says, "Do not cut your bodies for the dead or put marks on yourself, because I am the Lord." Now, this Bible verse is talking directly to the Israelites that are in the desert, you know, in the 40 years, right? And in this whole passage, God is giving them a list of what to do to be in his good grace. And when I was preparing this episode, God revealed to me that it's because at that time, the Israelites did not have the freedom that we do now after Jesus' sacrifice. So they had to follow this list of rules. They had to, you know, sacrifice a perfect lamb, and they had to go once a year into the temple and all of these rituals, because they didn't have the freedom that we have now as children of God after Jesus' sacrifice. So that is one really important thing. This is not directed to us right now. Now, in context, if you read the entire Leviticus 19, God is giving them a list of things that they have to do. And if you take them into today's context, it doesn't make sense. For example, verse 23 to 25 says, "When you enter the land and plant any kind of fruit tree, regard its fruit as forbidden. For 3 years, you are to consider it forbidden. It must not be eaten. In the 4th year, all its fruit will be holy, an offering of praise to the Lord. But in the 5th year, you may eat its fruit." And verse 26 says, "Do not eat any meat with the blood still in it." So if you're telling me that tattoos are a sin, please tell me that you do not eat a rare steak or a medium rare steak. Also, please show me how you plant your trees and wait till 5 years later to eat its fruit. Like, it's just, it's things that we don't do nowadays, and we don't see eating meat as a sin, unless you're a vegan. I don't have anything against vegans, by the way. We don't wait, or we don't count, or we don't expect to have, you know, our fruit doesn't come with, oh, it's holy, or it's 5 years after it was planted and stuff like that. We don't take these things as sin or not sin, but we do take verse 28,
because it adds to our belief, right?
It's just a bit illogical for me. And I was actually talking about this topic with a friend of mine who also has tattoos. And she was telling me that if we think about it, people at that time did not have refrigerators. The Israelites did not have refrigerators. So if they were to eat meat with blood still in it, they would probably die. They would probably get some sort of infection. So this verse that says, do not eat any meat with blood still in it, is, as Jefferson Bethke puts it, it's not a sin issue. It is a wisdom issue, because they would probably die if they actually ate something with blood still in it. Now, back to verse 28, it says, do not cut your bodies for the dead. And this is referring to pagan idolatry, where they would cut themselves to honor the dead. And obviously, God didn't want his people to be aligned with those actions. And so again, these are things that we don't do anymore. Yes, I know a lot of people that get tattoos of the faces of their family members, or I've seen this really nice one, which is like the sound waves of someone saying like, I love you and stuff like that. Like, those are really cute. And you're not cutting yourself or marking yourself to idolize that person, right? And here's where the question of what are my intentions behind this tattoo, and what am I saying when I am marking up my body? Because 2 Corinthians 5:20 says we are ambassadors for Christ. So if people see us on the street with tattoos, what are those tattoos going to tell them, right? As Christians, what are we saying with our tattoos, and what are our intentions behind it? So the first tattoo that I ever had, there's a whole story of how I got it, but it's a little tiny cross on my ankle. And so every time someone asks me, like, do you have tattoos? I'm like, I actually do. And I showed them my cross, and they're like, oh, you're a Christian. I'm like, yes, I am, you know, and it's a way to evangelize other people. Then I have the word endure on my left wrist in my own handwriting, and it comes from Matthew 10:22, that says, he who endures to the end will be saved. And on my right wrist, I have the word believe, and it is from Mark 11:24, that says, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you have received them and you will have them. So it's very, very encouraging for me to pray all the time. And then on my right ankle, I have a little flower, and each petal represents my family members. And the reason why I did that was just because I've gone through a lot with my family, and I feel like I'm at a place where I'm at peace with them, and I want to have them as a priority in my life, even if I'm super far away from them. So every time that I'm putting on my shoes, I pray over my family and I remember them. And if I haven't reached out to them in a while, I reach out to them. So it's a nice reminder of that. So in itself, my tattoos are things that I want to be reminded of daily. I want to be reminded to endure and to believe in my prayers and to be thankful for the sacrifice that Jesus made for me. And I want to be thankful for my family as well. And so they are daily reminders, because these are going to be things that are on my body forever. And that's why I think that you should be very intentional with your tattoos. There's people that, you know, do tattoos on a whim, and that's totally fine. But what are we saying with our tattoos, and what are our intentions in it? If you're going to get like a diabolic symbol on your body, what is that saying about you as well, right? So I think those are two things as well that we have to be very careful of when we are getting tattoos. Now, another verse that people use to regard tattoos as sinful is 1 Corinthians 6:19, that says, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Again, if we see this verse in context, it is talking about sexual immorality and not about marking your own body. And so yes, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and that's why, you know, it's good to work out and eat healthy and stay away from sexual immorality as well. And that's why I also make sure that my tattoos represent my faith. But this verse in itself does not say that tattoos are a sin. Now it is time for fun facts with Adri. Did you know that the word tattoo didn't come into the English language until the 18th century? So the closest word to the actual biblical term that we have is actually mark or sign, but the practice is still similar. You put ink into your skin and it stays there forever, but it's just fun that the word tattoo is not actually in the Bible. It is just added afterwards. Now to the big question, is it a sin to have tattoos? Let's look at the Bible as a whole and see what it says about sins, shall we? So Mark 7:21-23 gives a list of various sins that we should stay away from. And it says sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly, which I had to Google, and it means the lack of normal prudence. Then 2 Timothy 3:2-5 also gives another list. And it says people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, etc., etc., etc. And none of these lists say that having a tattoo is a sin. Now, if you read these lists carefully, they are a lot about your heart, about what is in your heart and what that leads you to do. So that is adultery, murder, theft. These are actions that come from a heart issue, right? Not from having a tattoo on your body. Now, I would obviously recommend to be very careful where in your body you get tattoos, who does the tattoos for you, and to be very intentional as well with what they are. I know a lot of people that, just as myself, we ponder over our tattoos for a long time before we even get them, just to make sure that we actually want to live with these things for the rest of our lives, because it's even more painful and more expensive to get them off our skin. Now, I want to highlight something, and there is one Bible verse that people use to justify that tattoos are not sinful, and it is Revelation 19:16 that is talking about Jesus's second coming, and it says, on his robe and on his thigh, he has the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is in the NIV. A lot of people say, oh, well, it says that on his thigh, he will have the name written, King of Kings. And even Jefferson Bethke in his video says, like, I don't think that's going to be written in marker. Maybe Jesus is also tattooed as well. I would not reach so far and say that Jesus has a tattoo. Maybe he does. We will find out someday. I am very curious to know if Jesus has tattoos. But I think this is a reach, and I wouldn't use Revelation 19:16 to justify that tattoos are not a sin. Mostly because if you read different versions of the Bible, it doesn't state that it's on his thigh specifically. For example, in the Spanish New International Version, it says, en su manto y sobre el muslo, which is on his robe and over his thigh. So what I interpret from this is that his robe on his legs is going to say King of Kings and Lord of Lords and not actually on his thigh. But we will have to see. But yeah, that is all I have for today. Thank you so much for listening to my interpretation of tattoos. Let me know what you think about tattoos. Would you ever get a tattoo? And if so, what would you get? I'm really curious. I have a couple of ideas in mind, but I'm still not 100% committed to them. So we will see. And also, tattoos are expensive, so you want to make sure that you're getting something you like. But anyways, I pray that you guys are super, super blessed and filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you guys have any topics that you would want us to touch on here on Wisdom Collective, let me know. And we can definitely make that happen. But anyways, that is all for today. Bye.